I have asked producer Dan to join us on the air because he's going to help Salt give a review of his wedding reception DJ, because at some point Dan went on a road trip with your DJ after the reception at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Very
on
odd.
The back roads of Maine.
Very odd. Very odd.
All the roads of Maine are the back roads.
Yeah, that's true.
Where they were staying, it was one big back road.
Very true. So, but
oh, go ahead.
I got to give a review of this guy. You know, all the vendors asked for, you know, honest feedback, you know, what they sure. could do better. And I appreciate it, and I want to give them honest feedback. And I thought most people did a wonderful job. The only area was the DJ. He did some things that were good. It's some things that I just don't understand what the hell he was doing.
We loved him. Andy and I danced all night long.
So like, people danced.
No garbage
they thought
music,
the music,
really.
The music selection was good.
Yes.
I never gave him the dictum, you can't take requests.
So he shut down all the requests. I was sent up there on a couple of occasions, and my wife went up there on occasion to request a song. She was the first to go up there, and she went up and asked for the Cha-Cha Slide or something like that.
Yeah, I said to him, I said, be specious with requests.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what that word means.
So
but I
he
think
said,
it's okay. I liked
but
it.
He, you know what he said to her? He's like, well, I'm not allowed to play line dances. She's like, you just played the Macarena and the Stroll. Both are line dances. You can play the Cha-Cha Slide or whatever one
well,
she asked
first
for.
Of all, Lana should have known that you can't do three line dances in a row. So
well,
first,
I don't think she wanted them in a row.
And
she
secondly, slow her the roll. Stroll was for his dad, and that doesn't count.
Yeah. So, and then the other weird part was, so when he first arrived, and I've done weddings before, so when you show up, sometimes you don't dress in your nice clothes, you don't dress in your suit, and he wore a suit for most of the time.
Yeah.
But when he showed up in these fingerless gloves, he had this weird shirt on, and he had like another shirt tied around his waist, and he just looked completely different. I'm like, oh my God, if my wife saw him right now, she would fire him immediately. He wouldn't even get on the floor.
The wardrobe change was the talk of the dance
floor. So I didn't realize it because I didn't get a chance to really dance too much. I was talking to people outside, so at some point somebody came up and be
I
like,
did.
Your DJ just did a wardrobe change, and he changed back into the garbage clothes that he showed up in.
He did.
He was like a poster boy for Hot Topic.
And he's wearing fingerless gloves.
It's easier to DJ with fingerless gloves. The fingers get in
he's
the way.
He's not DJ. He didn't have mixers.
He did not. It was just a laptop.
It was an iPad.
He was amazing.
I thought he was awesome.
So I'm like, and here's the third thing. So I know his dad owns the company.
Right.
And he's like, I don't want to say like he's the third tier DJ, but like his dad and his brother kind of run things in
well,
the company.
Well, it says he has 10 years of experience. I looked on their website. So he's been doing it for a decade.
So yeah, but then I'm like, and I don't want to like run to his dad and be like, you know, hey, maybe talk to your son and say, get your ish together.
So
you know,
how did you end up on a road trip with his DJ after the reception?
Well, you see, what had happened was I'm about 37 Tito's and sodas in.
I counted. It's very accurate.
That is a light number anyway. And now this is after the reception. This is after the reception is over. He is packing up.
Okay. Yeah.
It is well after the reception's over. He was just there for
he was
a while.
Taking his time.
Right. Are you helping him pack up? I mean, you know, fellow DJs are known to help out other
No, I
DJs.
Had already I was already over at the after party
oh,
in the
okay.
cabin next door, and I was outside for some reason or another.
Yeah.
Except 37 Tito's. And he's packing up, and he's just he's blaring some music out of his car speakers. And so he stops me and we start chatting. And I don't know how things happen when you're drinking, things just happen. We end up in his car on the way to the store. Because I wanted smokes. And
so you got into this random DJ's car.
It wasn't random.
I'm sure he was vetted by
1 o'clock in the morning.
We had been with him for hours dancing.
To go on a road trip. Did he wear his fingerless gloves while he was driving?
Yes, he
did. Did you have electric? Did you have to listen to his music on the way?
Oh, yes. That did not turn off.
So I know what you're thinking right now. What did this amazing DJ's music sound like?
So he makes his own music, because he told me this before. But then he said, you're one of the only people that have ever heard it. And when he told me that I was listening to it, I'm like,
well,
I saw his SoundCloud. We're one of the only people that ever
I did a deep, deep dive this morning on the internet, Kennedy.
Yes.
And I found his SoundCloud page. He is into what's called...
It's called horrorcore.
Horrorcore rap.
It's a lot of he's killing a lot of people fictionally.
I had to beep some of it, but this is him.
Welcome to Lewiston, the place of Barry Burton's, where I burn the fire. That's behind a local Martin's, blitz the blind. If I do it twice, that's a f***ing mulligan. I'm not a f***ing hooligan. I'll rob you of your cardigans. I'll punch your esophagus. I'm not a humble apologist. I'm a rumble type astrologist.
Did he just say I'll punch you in your esophagus?
Nor is he a humble apologist.
Here's an example. A group big dilemma. Get the message, get the point of the sample.
It's too early. I'm so angry.
Well, that does it. There goes the review. 5 stars, baby.
That song is called Welcome to Lewiston.
You know what? Just the simple fact that he drove Dan to get smokes. That guy's a good guy. So 5 stars.
I would hire him.
I say 5 stars, too. 5 stars.
If not, he will rob you of your cardigans.
Yes, and punch you in the esophagus.
Mulligan, I'm not a hooligan. I'll rob you of your cardigans. I'll punch you.
I'll rob you of your cardigans and punch you in your esophagus.
I wonder what my caterer does on the side.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.